We hear a lot about terrorism nowadays, but aren't MI6 really just state terrorists? I mean, we've heard about all sorts of activities that they get up to. They're certainly not super friendly, and they do have this license to kill, for example, being involved in the attempt to kill Colonel Gaddafi back in the 1990s.
That's a curious one, isn't it? That we get this situation where MI6 backed a group that was out to kill Gaddafi. A few years later, some of the same people are actually talking to Gaddafi and making friends with him. And then a few years later, of course, they're backing Arab Spring to bring him down. I wouldn't go quite as far as to say it's a state terrorist organisation, because in fact, it's a fairly safe job. MI6 officers do not get killed, and they don't go out and kill people. It's mostly sitting down, I think, most of the time.
Well, do they give money, our taxpayers' money, to other people to do that killing?
They use the SAS a lot. And I think one of the things that we are going to discover in the next decade or whatever, when things start to be revealed, is some of the awful things that happened in Iraq, where some of the SAS admit that they were killing on, quote, an industrial scale. And they were going out every night based on information given to them by MI6 and GCHQ and killing alleged terrorists. But in the process, they also killed a lot of what appear to be innocent people. So although they didn't directly do it, they do have, I think, blood on their hands for some of that.